Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Paul Hamilton. He has the facts to back up his opinions. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Old Paul Hamilton. Sabres are in Pittsburgh tonight, 7 p.m. puck drop, 6 p.m. pregame. We'll hopefully be hearing from Paul here in just a few minutes. Before that, though, we did see it yesterday. No Josh Norris. Initially, when we were doing the show, we hadn't heard from Lindy Ruff yet. So there was
maybe
feelings of like maybe he'll play tonight. And that
I got a little
huge.
Giddy. We saw the lines, and I'm like, ooh, I really like what they're going to do with him when he comes back into this lineup here.
Turns out, though, it's going to be at least a few more days. They're looking at the weekend. Does Friday count for the weekend?
Yeah.
I'm counting it for the weekend.
I mean, is it not a weekend day? Do people not count Friday as a weekend day?
No, I think
Friday
is
my last day of work. So, yes, it is the end of my week.
Okay.
It is Sunday still counts as the weekend, even though it starts the new week.
It is the weekend for people working. It's their week's end, right?
You work Friday? 7 days a week, Derek.
Well, we do, yes, but like I don't count in this. I'm talking about people
with the normal situation.
I'm talking about people with a 9-to-5-er.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing with that, Mike, but it is confounding me.
But, like, so with Norris, I mean, with or without him, like, the Sabres are starting to get healthier. You're seeing that with Benson and Zucker. Zucker was even on the station yesterday talking with Sneaky Joe. So, like, they're starting to get healthier, and they've done good enough to stay interesting, to stay relevant in an Eastern Conference that kind of refuses to push anybody out. Everyone, you know, no one's left behind. We're all going to be in this together. Somebody's got to figure this out.
And they've been
But they've been able to keep themselves interesting. And now with them starting to get healthy, it does make things more fun. I mean, like, there's always a fear with the Sabres of the last 14 going on 15 years that before Thanksgiving, before Christmas, the season is over with. You've mentioned, though, you know, coming up, we're going to have a lengthy road trip. And this team has been bad on the road. I know, Bill Sabres both bad on the road this year. But the Sabres have been bad on the road. In many aspects, that is kind of going to be the season.
It's honestly kind of what separates them from the last place team in the Atlantic right now of Toronto. They have two extra points on the road despite having a 1-5-2 record. Toronto is just straight up 1-6. So there's where your difference is right now. The Sabres are not in last place in the division. Well, that's because they've been able to snag a couple extra points because of it. But yes, the fact that the two Buffalo teams have combined for 3 wins this year and we're well into the end of November, that's not good. And now, though, this is going to be an opportunity to quite literally double your win total tonight against Pittsburgh. It is an opportunity to move yourself back up in this conversation of, hey, The Eastern Conference is keeping everyone here. Hey, you know what? Win tonight, you can change a lot of things and do a lot in your favor coming back for a Friday matinee, and in addition, setting yourself up for a December trip that is really going to matter a lot.
803-0550, the number to call. We've been talking Bills and really the NFL schedule over the next few days, talking hockey now. We'll see if we can connect to our own Paul Hamilton, who I believe is in Pittsburgh for tonight's game. Pittsburgh, by the way, don't look that old. Malkin is having a very good year. Crosby's looking very good.
They don't look very like one of the oldest teams in the NHL, but also at the same time, you're able to get them right now.
Yeah.
They've lost five of their last six.
Mm-hmm.
It is an opportunity. You're catching them at a downtime right now. The Sabres have also been known to be a remedy for teams that are skidding, but you have an opportunity here to really try to keep things going, keep them down a little bit. All you have to do, really, and I know that this is a very interesting thing to say when I say all you have to do, is weather the storm between Malkin and Crosby. Their depth is kind of...
it's questionable.
I would say depreciating in terms of what they're able to do. It's kind of like what the Sabres were built with here. To start the season, it's Tuck, it's Tage, it's Dahlin. The Stars weren't scoring, and therefore the Sabres were really off to a poor start because of it. And in Pittsburgh, it's Malkin, it's Crosby, and then it's not much else, really. I mean, like, Carlson is their leading defenseman in terms of points at 13 in 21 games. You can get these guys. And Pittsburgh has been frustrating, especially last year. There is the game where they lose in overtime because of a collapse in Pittsburgh. You want to make sure you go ahead and remedy that. Their goaltending isn't what I'd call particularly amongst the greatest in the world. You can beat them. Doesn't matter who they're starting here. If you can weather the storm, if you don't let Crosby dominate you like he always does, you got yourselves a chance.
Yeah, you do very well against Connor McDavid. Not so well against Sidney Crosby.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, McDavid's like the one star that really struggles against Buffalo.
Yeah, in particular. Like, every time he plays
here. Yeah, it is Buffalo in particular, and especially here in Buffalo. But,
so yeah. Though, I mean, they've won four of their last five. Like, they've been able to kind of, steady the ship after the losing streak. And really, because the Eastern Conference is what it is, you're in a position, you win two or three more in a row, all of a sudden, you're at the top half of the teams battling for a wild card, and you're in a much better position. You are getting healthier, what have you. You're not in a position where, all right, we're just going to be selling off pieces in January. Hopefully, we're going to be selling off pieces in January. It's where I'm at with them. I just want them to make the playoffs. I kind of also, now I'm at a point, I just want an interesting season. I just want it to a point where when the weather's starting to turn, when the Bills are done, I'm not immediately going to draft coverage because, oh my goodness, the Sabres are in last again, and that's just a tragedy to discuss
them. It's funny
you mentioned, not right now, which is good.
It's funny you mentioned the win streak thing. When it comes to the entirety of the Atlantic Division in their last 10 games, there are only three teams that are doing better than 500. The Lightning at 7-3 in their last 10, who have now overtaken the top spot in the Atlantic Division, by the way. The Florida Panthers with a 6-4 grouping in their last 10, who are only 3 points ahead of Buffalo, by the way. And Boston, 6-4. But Boston has played the most games of anybody with 24. And they have yet to collect a single overtime loss. The only team in the NHL, by the way, that's played more games than Boston is Edmonton. And Edmonton only has 25 points in 25 games. But Boston is just a straight up 13-11. They're either winning or they're losing. It's all in regulation. Or, well, they do have an overtime win. They have four overtime wins. Sorry.
So they just don't have the overtime loss.
No. But they're either winning the game or they're losing in regulation. Because they also have, tied with the Rangers, the most regulation losses in the Eastern Conference. They're weird. And it's exactly more to your point of, the Eastern Conference is letting everyone hang out. But when it comes to the Sabres themselves, it is becoming clear that there is this, you win, you're staying in net, rotation going on here between Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, Alex Lyon, and Colton Ellis. You win, you're staying in. We're going to keep going with guys that are going to be winning the games, right? Here is an opportunity for Luukkonen to really stand out again and say, no, I'm the guy with the contract, and here's why. Because it's not like entering the season, the names of Colton Ellis and Alex Lyon should be really like moving the needle for taking over as a true number one at goaltender. It is because Lukanen's inconsistencies that we've had to talk about that. If this team can go ahead and get some consistency in net, stringing some wins together, that means, then you have something there. We're working with something there. And the other thing that has been happening now is your top guys are scoring again. Mm-hmm. Your top guys are back to form. Your top guys are giving you a little bit more now. And that is, Tuck and Thompson both are at 21 points on the year in 22 games. Thompson's riding a six-game goal scoring streak.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday during Primetime Performers, that he once he got moved back to the middle at center,
he's putting the puck back in the net.
He's playing much, much better.
And that's the big deal, is that he's putting the puck in the net. The depth is also something that has become far more intriguing about this team this year. Because I highlighted how Pittsburgh, like, if you could weather the storm, Malkin and Crosby, you can kind of survive a little bit, right? They only have six players in double digits in scoring. Conversely, the Sabres, there's nine at 10 points or higher. And one of them being the darling surprise of the year in Matias Samuelsson. But they're getting scoring from places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That they weren't really expecting to, and that's kind of how they've been able to keep themselves afloat with the massive amount of injuries that they've been dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting scoring from Josh Stone on a regular basis at this point as a middle six fixture for this team that's been playing on the top line now, even as a matter of fact, because of what he's been able to do. Ryan McLeod has figured out that early season funk of his as well.
Yeah, he has stabilized that.
He's stabilized that, but also he's back to being able to play a role that is not a first-line center. He's not mm-hmm. that, and that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly normal. But he's figuring it out. Jack Quinn has inconsistency issues of his own, but there are nights that he has looked like the best player on the ice on a team with Tuck, Dahlin, and Thompson. And even if the production's not there, he's looking like one of the most confident skaters at times. Zucker comes back in the lineup and immediately starts contributing again. Benson comes back in the lineup. He gets another point. He's the point-per-game player on the Buffalo Sabres. Dahlin comes back from visiting his fiance. He has been lights out for this team in terms of distribution, defensive play, and being able to be the leader that he is supposed to be once again. As a matter of fact, he had a four-game point streak before the Carolina win.
Yeah, he really, once he came back from Sweden, he has looked like a different player. To start the season, it was a rough go, and most of us kind of acknowledged it was due to everything going on in his personal life. Saw his fiance. It sounds like everything's going very well there, and he's come back, and he's looked great. By the way, Paul Hamilton, we're hoping now 11:30. They're all waiting for Lindy Ruff to speak. He hasn't spoken yet.
That's
the big holdup, is that Lindy Ruff is not yet
spoken. Yeah, don't be talking
to
us if the coach is speaking. You know, like,
so hopefully we'll get him at 11:30. We'll see. We'll
put us on the back
by ear. But yeah, I mean, they're taking on Pittsburgh tonight, and I think what's maybe most encouraging is they're getting healthier and the top end guys are starting to perform like top end guys. Tage Thompson is starting to look like a guy that does in fact want to play for Team USA for the Olympics. Alex Tuck is looking like a guy that could potentially play for Team USA in the Olympics. And then, like you mentioned, Josh Doan being kind of a stunning surprise for many. I don't want to say all, but for many.
He was seen as the throw-in on the deal.
Yeah, I know guys like Owen Parker were big on him of like, no, guys, he can play. And kind of from night one, he's been there. And I mentioned it yesterday. I tweeted out as well. Norris is not playing tonight. We know that. But the lineups they were cooking with yesterday at practice, that's the best I have felt about this lineup all year. Because you mentioned to start the year, Benson's not in. Kesselring's not in. And then as the weeks go by, you know, Thompson isn't playing his best. Tuck doesn't look very good. And he's a guy that, you know, wants to have a contract. Darlene, we just mentioned, wasn't playing particularly well. Now all of a sudden, the gears are starting to turn. No one is saying they're going to be a Stanley Cup winning team. That's not the expectation right now at all. And it shouldn't be. And if that is your expectation this year, I'm sorry to inform you, you got to change that. But right now, if they can keep this going, if they can start stringing these wins together, if they can start picking up wins on the road, finishing out some of these games. The loser points has helped them stay afloat. They should have finished some of these games earlier in the year.
Because the context is there of you lost those games
you didn't pick up a loser point.
Yeah.
You lost
a win. Utah's the one where you go, you didn't play your best game and you stole a point. That's exactly what you mean by grabbing those points. What they did was they did kind of really choke on the opportunity to get two in those other three overtime losses. That part has to be better. But we have seen the Sabres of years past find ways to lose those games also in regulation.
Oh, absolutely. So like that's where, and we've talked to Paul a lot about this too, of, you know, what is different with this team? Like, are they really different from years past? This goes back to when we were 10 games in and the record actually looked, you know, remarkably similar to in years past, the last 10 years. But it was different where, you know, they're grinding out. They're getting depth scoring. You know, arguably, they were playing like their C game and still doing quite well. Now, we're at a different point in the year. You've gone through a little bit of a losing streak, and you weathered that storm. It didn't balloon into 13 straight games or 10 straight games. I think, what did it end at? 6, 7?
It ended at 5.
It ended at 5. And now you've won 4 of your last 5. And you've beaten teams that maybe arguably you shouldn't have. You know, Carolina, I know not on the road, but at home, you were able to get quite a convincing 4-1 win over them. Edmonton, who they're having a very bad year, but it's a real convincing 5-1 win over them. The ones that have hurt you have actually been against teams that aren't particularly good. St. Louis, a 3-0 loss, and then Calgary, 6-2 loss, both of which they were coming, that was their back-to-back leg. For me, I look at the schedule, Pittsburgh tonight at 7 in Pittsburgh, start actually getting road points, start winning on the road, start playing like the same team. And then you get the Devils at home on a Black Friday. And I think tonight, if you get a win here, I think that building alone, just because of the holiday week, is going to be a packed barn. It is. I fully believe that.
The fans really are ready at the first moment to be heard again. And it's something that you see when you go to the games at this point. This year, all of us have varying degrees of been able to attend games with credentials this year. So we see it. This fan base does want to be engaged. And at home, they are a vibe in particular. They're a very good team at home. But it's like you said tonight, you've got to become a serious NHL team by winning a game on the road tonight.
Well, and especially because you look at the rest of the schedule.
You look at the rest of the Eastern Conference, Zach.
Yeah.
Buffalo and Toronto have one road win this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one other team that has that little, and that's Nashville with their paltry 16 points and in last place in the entire league.
Yeah, the worst team points percentage-wise in
the
NHL.
But in the Eastern Conference, the next lowest is 3. You are that far behind right now. Mm-hmm. You've got to win games on the road. This is how you're going to make yourselves back into a conversation. And that's why I say December 3rd is a huge deal for them. Why? That's that 6-game roader. Mm-hmm. It starts in Philadelphia, and then you go to the Pacific Northwest, which you typically the Sabres have, even with their down years, played pretty well.
You do get also kind of a nice clump of teams there that aren't particularly good. We already mentioned Edmonton. They're having a really bad year. Lone game yesterday, by the way. They lose 8-3 to Dallas. Calgary, one of the worst teams in hockey. Vancouver.
And a chance at revenge with them.
Right. Vancouver, I haven't even really looked at them, but they're always kind of up and down the last few years.
Ready? They are another team that is below Buffalo in the standings now.
All right, so you—I mean, that's three in a row.
The Western Conference has turned into the AFC, where like the bad teams are bad.
Yeah, the bad teams are bad, and so you've got a group there that's where it can really start going. And again, take advantage of a conference that is down, and that ultimately. And while I agree with Paul, you can't really jump six of these teams in a run here. I know Sneaky Joe brought up on the morning though, maybe jump a team a week. Just start, grinding your way back in. And it may not take all that much. If you go on a 5-6 game winning streak, you've probably actually jumped a lot of those teams. Based on how the Eastern Conference has played, a number of those teams probably lost two in a row, three in a row, or they just weren't able to pick up points for a few games, or pick up just like one or two points in a four-game run here. There is an opportunity for them, and maybe they're getting healthy at the right time. They were able to weather the storm, stay alive, just enough to now maybe make a jump here. I don't know. To be perfectly honest, this team does not give me a lot of faith. I'm enjoying watching them more than I have in years past. They're a much more difficult group to play against, right? And do you go to Paul's saying. But I don't have faith in them yet. I really don't yet.
And there's a lot of people that are in your shoes of like, and I'm getting to that same spot logically with them, but I'm one of those people that like, if I was in that crowd, I'm ready to get hurt again. Even talking about them in this chair, I'm ready to get hurt again by them. I'm ready to be fooled by them. And at some point during that five-game losing streak, I'm like, all right, well, I fell for it again, right? Because this is still, at the end of the day, a critical crossroads here for the Buffalo Sabres as well. Kevin Adams, his contract is up at the end of the year. I don't think that they fire him with half of a year left on a contract. But if they don't make it, you are looking at probably not advisable to sign him to a contract extension after 6 years and no playoffs. Yeah, no, that's not a good idea. And if that's the case, are they looking at, is Jarmo Kekalainen the guy that gets moved up? Do they go outside the organization for a different GM hire? What do you do here? And if so, does the new GM, be Kekalainen or somebody else, decide on going into another rebuild?
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll take a quick timeout here. When we come back, Paul Hamilton, Lindy Ruff is done with the media, so we'll get a word in with Paul as the Sabres get ready to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins later tonight at 7, 6 p.m. pregame, both right here on WGR. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.